5 Steps to Assertiveness: How to Communicate with Confidence and Get What You Want. Author: S. Renee Smith. Communication Styles. There are 4 general styles of communication. Chances are, your usual style will likely fall into one of them. It may change depending on the situation. Passive Communication: How it operates. Passive communicators deliberately avoid conflict by withholding their options, feelings, and ideas from others. If you're a passive communicator, you're making the decision to give your power to someone else. Be brave enough to say no without feeling guilty, or say yes and really mean it. Aggressive communication: How it operates. Aggressive communicators can appear to others as selfish, immature, and impulsive. Instead of taking responsibility for their actions, they may attack and blame others for the situation. They tend to have a low threshold for listening, triggering repeated interactions while others are talking. Passive-aggressive communicators: How it operates. Unaware of how their behavior changes from childlike to bullying, passive-aggressive communicators often exhibit conflicting verbal and nonverbal signals, which causes others to question their true intentions. A smile accompanied by a cruel comment or sarcastic remark disguised as a joke is a dead giveaway. Assertive communication: How it operates. Assertive communicators consciously enter in an unspoken agreement for the purpose of exchanging opinions, thoughts, feelings, and ideas. They look for connection and common ground when they interact with others. Your rights and the rights of others are the same during all types of communication. Steps to become more assertive. Step 1. Know your starting point. You need to have a vision of the person you want to become, what your results will look like and sound like. The top blocks to assertiveness. There are a number of factors that get in the way of becoming an assertive communicator. Let's look more closely at each. Lack of self-awareness. It's more common that one of the parties in the negotiation or conversation of any kind uses passive, passive-aggressive, or aggressive approach. If one uses tone, body language, and choice of words to dominate the conversation, this self-righteous mindset makes it difficult to empathize with the other participant in the conversation and to comprehend why one's stated opinion isn't being heard. Reluctant to ask for help. Perhaps you're among the many who don't know they need help or feel too vulnerable, needy, and incompetent to ask for it. But not knowing how to do something is not a weakness. It takes a great sense of self to say, "This is challenging. I need your help. Will you show me how to do this?" Resistance to new ideas. Making the decision to change isn't enough. You have to be open to the process and flexible in your thinking to bring out change. Masking communication incompetence. You can't script an image you can't live up to during real-time interactions forever. Your social media presentation and your electronic exchanges should accentuate your communication abilities, not take place of them. Otherwise, who you really are will be a source of confusion that blocks your success. Step 2. Listen assertively. Listening assertively to show respect to the other person's feelings, opinions, and positions is just as important as speaking assertively. Set the stage. Setting the stage to listen is a vital part of assertive listening. Here are some proven strategies that will lead you to success. Prepare mentally. By taking time to consider the other person's conversation style, perspective, and possible expectations, you'll prepare yourself to be an assertive listener. You're there to hear what's being said and to listen for what the speaker really wants and needs from you. Arrive ahead of time. Make an effort to arrive at your destination a few minutes earlier. It takes time to enter an environment and get in sync with the energy and people in the room. Be alert, stay present. When you mentally leave the conversation because you don't have the mental stamina or attention span, you miss vital information. Remain neutral and non-judgmental. Remaining neutral and non-judgmental is not an easy strategy to embrace. Here are 2 ways to remain neutral and non-judgmental. Know what you want to happen. You'll be tempted to speak your own mind when people are saying things you don't like. Set your goal for the conversation experience. 1. Mention your power. Decide on a goal you can reach through your own actions. If the conversation is about the other person changing or doing something that you want done, It'll only frustrate you and cause emotional discord if they refuse. 2. Find out what the other person is seeking. It's up to you to listen and understand what the other person wants. If it's still unclear, ask them. Don't get drawn in by another's emotion. When you hear emotions in the speaker's voice, it's easy to respond with your own emotion. This tactic typically just creates more conflict. Show regard for others. When you fail to be fully present and only passively listen to a colleague, client, or family member, you discard another human being. The following 4 actions will improve your assertiveness listening and interpersonal relationship skills. Ask, "Is there anything else?" When the person stops speaking, confirm they're done by asking, "Is there anything else?" Ask clarifying questions. Ask clarifying questions to solidify your understanding of what the person is saying. Validate the speaker's feelings and opinions. Use compassionate statements like, "I can understand why you feel that way." Repeat what you hear and understand. Summarize what you understand is being communicated. It doesn't matter how long the other person talks. Sum up the message they communicated to you in 3 minutes or less. Practice patience. When you endure slow or mentally intense conversations, you strengthen your patience muscle and build resiliency and the long-term ability for communication success. Provide feedback, not criticism. Feedback is vital to our growth and evolution. Incorporate the following do's and don'ts in your communication strategies. Avoid the following. Sharing your personal preferences. You don't have the right to tell a person who they should be based on your standards. Attacking their intention. Telling a person why they did something is off limits. When you attack their intention, you attack them. Giving feedback without asking. Respect the other person by asking if it's okay to give them feedback. Making comments about the person. There's the person and there's the behavior. Focus on the behavior. No one likes to be attacked. Tackling old and numerous issues. No one wants to hear about what happened 6 months ago or a year ago. Do the following. Check your intention. Make sure you have the person's best interest at heart. Applaud admirable qualities. Set a positive stage for the person to hear and receive the information you want to share. Be specific and timely. Tell the person exactly what you want them to know and the recent event that connects them to it. Focus on changeable behavior. Offer feedback on things that can be improved with some adjustments. Solicit for understanding. Give the person time to share what they've understood. It helps to prompt the conversation by asking, "What are you hearing me say?" Step 3. Communicate assertively without words. Your choice of clothing, the pace of your walk, the expression on your face, and your hand movements announce the type of person you're likely to be. Here are proven strategies on how to build effective interpersonal relationship skills. Facial expressions. 55% of your nonverbal message is communicated through your facial expressions. Eye contact. To become a trustworthy source and a memorable human asset, always remember that eye contact tells the person how you feel about them. How you dress. What you wear signals to others what demeanor is appropriate to use when approaching you. This dictates the direction of the conversation and the opportunity of your relationship building. Your mannerisms. Mannerisms are unconscious habits, twirling your hair, licking your lips, or rolling coins in your pocket. You need to know what your mannerisms are, because they could be sending the wrong messages about you. Modulate your voice. The champion of communication is the voice. By using your voice properly, you'll keep the listener engaged and open to what you have to say. The volume. Try this. Scream, "You're a nice person," as loud as you can. What happened? The words didn't have the intended meaning, right? It sounded like you were coming from a place of anger versus kindness. Now lower the volume of your voice to your natural speaking level and say it again. Here, you set the mood of warmth and safety. The pace. If you want to emphasize a point, slow down slightly. When you want to create excitement, speed up slightly to build momentum. The tone. There are so many tones as there are emotions, but keep in mind that your tone is either positive or negative. Step 4. Speak up. Learning how to stand up for yourself while communicating requires certain strategies. Set and respect boundaries. People rarely cross that line without the belief that you've granted them permission to do so. Just say no. Offers that don't support your vision of yourself and your family are a no-go. Acknowledge and affirm. When you acknowledge you've truly heard another person, you automatically bring them on board with what you want. Repeat your assertion. When a person doesn't acknowledge they heard you and continues to further reference their viewpoint, just let the person finish and repeat what you said. Create a script and practice. For major meetings or important conversations, write a script for the anticipated conversation. Include your responses and the responses of the other person. Step 5. Face feedback. Whether the feedback is accurate or not, you have to learn how to face and process it. Accept, manage, and use criticisms. Here's how to leverage criticism for your benefit. Check for validity. The first response to criticism is to defend yourself and your actions. But in many cases, there is truth in it. It's up to you to pinpoint the truth and respond to it. Respond optimistically. Regardless of how you see it, the person offering you criticism is trying to help you. Reflect on former comments. Most criticisms aren't new. You've heard them from other people in different situations. Everyone isn't wrong. Give the issue your attention. Receiving compliments. Be careful not to reject compliments. You will create an uncomfortable situation for the other person. Enriching yourself through positive feedback. Positive feedback encourages more of a particular behavior. By giving a thumbs up, you show approval and reinforce what you like about what the person does well. As you practice being an assertive communicator and presenting yourself as one, you'll have successes as well as moments that will make you wonder what went wrong. No one can master communication because it has too many uncontrollable variables, and by its nature, the communication process is in a constant movement.